The sound you heard is not from a generating set used to power the house, neither is it a sound from one of the numerous construction sites in Lagos. It is a water pumping machine which a compound on the Wharf Road in Mejidu Ikorodu, like hundreds of other households, were using to remove excess water from their rooms more than 24 hours after the rain finally stopped. But those people that sections of their houses were affected by the flood were just among the lucky ones, as more than 500 houses counted on both sides of the road were completely covered by a large body of water, and some occupants were seen paddling canoes right inside their rooms to evacuate the remnants of their household items found floating. At least 10 religious houses, including a church belonging to the Mountain of Fire Miracles Church, a white garment church, a mosque were in the middle of the river alongside hundreds of shops, schools and residential buildings. Even fishermen were seen casting their nets in some of the flooded compounds. Due to the effect of climate change, the quantity of water released by each rainfall has increased. But for it to continue to lead to flooding every year means that the authorities and people are not just learning any lessons, so experts believe. One of them, a climatologist, Professor Lukayode Oladipo, said continued reclamation of land out of swampy areas which could have absorbed excess water after heavy rainfall, building on water channels and failure to clear the canals in good time have fueled flooding in the country.
We have cleared a lot of the wetlands of the country, which is used to absorb a lot of the water. We should all be by now looking at what happened to me last year, what is likely to happen. So every year people should be prepared, especially for a lot of people that built their houses very close to what it used to be, the water park. Everywhere you go in Abuja, everywhere you go in Kano, everywhere you go in Enugu, the drainages are blocked with sachet papers, bottled water, and all the rest. In many countries, they banned sachet water. They banned manual bags.
Professor Oladipo stated that the flood could have been worse, if not that Lagos has been starved of rain for long, and as such, the dry soil was able to absorb a lot of water. But if similar rain occurs in coming days, as the soil is already saturated, the climatologist said a more devastating flood would be inevitable.
And the month of August to September in the south, we expect a lot of rainfall. The ground is already wet by next week, so it will not be able to absorb as much of the water as before. So people should expect a lot of runoff.
Apart from Mejidu in Ikorodu, Agility in My 12th Koshofe local government, and others on the Ikorodu Expressway, Lekki in Victoria Land is another area that suffered serious flood attack. Residents who reported from parts of Orile, Saregomo, Ojo and others that were also caused by the flood said the rain, which started on Saturday evening and did not stop till late in the night the following day, confined most people in their houses and prevented them from going to church.
It's raining really loud. A lot of people didn't step out. A lot of flooding up and down.
The tail is not falling much now, but it's just falling. And some places now is filled up with flood above their knees. Yes, the Kujum area. The Yabo Street.
It hasn't stopped since morning. It's just been dropping. Either it's drizzling or it's raining.
The large canal demarcating Saregomo and Amukuku overflowed its bank and covered streets, with the flood water reaching the shoulder of some adults seen wading through it. Many people also were seen vacating their flooded houses. In the places visited, it was an exciting sight seeing adult men and women strapped on the back of hefty boys who make brixed money carrying people on their backs to cross flooded areas on the roads leading to their destinations. The Lagos State Commission of Environment, Dr. Babatunde Adejare, had given the assurance that the state was prepared to manage flooding of any magnitude and has put up measures such as clearing of blocked drains in strategic areas, updating facilities at relief camps for housing victims of flood and other emergencies. The commissioner, who said the state was planning to take the issue of environmental protection to the next level, however, called on residents to cooperate with government by avoiding actions that worsen flooding, such as building on water channels and dumping refuse indiscriminately. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.